Myanmar's Ambassador Cham O Thun remained at the United Nations after the military coup 2 years ago, despite the junta's attempt to remove him. He says the military junta has annihilated the rule of law in his country.
We have to call it what it is. It is an illegal, illegitimate, and criminal junta.
During the past 2 years, the junta has battled peaceful protesters and strikers and an increasingly active armed insurgency. The United Nations Special Rapporteur on Human Rights in Myanmar, Tom Andrews, says the junta is trying to legitimize its rule by calling elections for later this year. Andrews said other nations and election monitoring groups should not aid and abet the junta by providing technical support or recognition to the upcoming elections.
You cannot have a free and fair election when you arrest, detain, torture, and execute leaders of the opposition. You cannot have an election when it is against the law for journalists to do their job. You cannot have a legitimate, free, and fair election when it is a criminal act to criticize the junta.
Myanmar's military-controlled government has also enacted a new law on registration of political parties that will make it difficult to impossible for opposition groups to mount a serious challenge to army-backed candidates. The military arrested the country's effective leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, when it staged its coup. It has put her on trial numerous times on trumped-up charges, leading to sentences totaling 33 years in prison for the 77-year-old. According to the Assistance Association for Political Prisoners, the junta has killed more than 2,900 people, including 165 children since the coup, and arrested more than 17,000. Even before the coup, Myanmar had an active resistance movement by ethnic groups, some of whom effectively controlled significant portions of the country. The coup led the ethnic fighting forces to join with political opponents of the military junta, including elements of the previous civilian government. They have formed what's known as a National Unity Government. The government in exile is fighting both a political and military battle to remove the junta. Sunane Lemelson is a Burmese-American lecturer in the anthropology department at UCLA who has worked with activists and former political prisoners in Myanmar since 2013. Lemelson said the People's Defense Force, PDF, and National Unity Government, NUG, are gaining ground. Some estimates say the opposition forces control more than half of Myanmar's territory.
So this armed resistance, it's difficult to say how many troops that the PDF and the NUG have. I think it's probably around 200,000, which is probably a very low estimate. They've raised close to $100 million, you know, in certain parts of Burma. So it really is quite remarkable. And the military has had a very hard time, you know, fighting on the ground. They can't even enter certain regions and their entire highways and villages and large areas that the NUG now occupy. And so they are resorting to these airstrikes.
The military relies on fighter jets and helicopter gunships supplied by its allies, Russia and China, according to the organization Myanmar Witness and other experts. The opponents of military rule have virtually no access to sophisticated weapons to combat the air attacks. They have called for an embargo on the sale of aviation fuel to Myanmar, in addition to existing Western sanctions. They also urge governments around the world to recognize the opposition National Unity Government as the legitimate representative of the people of Myanmar. UN Rapporteur Tom Andrews backs that call.
I urge member states to provide recognition to the NUG as the legitimate representative of the people of Myanmar and begin providing appropriate support to ensure their sustainability. So that leaves us with a military junta that manifestly lacks a claim to being legitimate, and a resistance movement led by the NUG that has a very strong claim indeed.
Andrews also slammed the few countries that recognize the military junta, including China, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, and Belarus. The European Parliament has recognized the National Unity Government as the legitimate government of Myanmar. The U.S. has not, although the NUG recently opened an office in Washington, D.C. I'm Eileen Alfandary for Pacifica Radio.